AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This is a surprise. President Trump says the U.S. will tax all Mexican imports 5% effective June 10th until, in his words, illegal migrants coming through Mexico and into our country stop.
The move is designed to pressure Mexico to do more to stem the flow of Central American migrants trying to enter the United States. Trump made the announcement by tweet while flying back to Washington from Colorado, where he spoke at the U.S. Air Force Academy commencement. Trump tweeted that the percentage of the tariff will gradually increase until the illegal immigration problem is remedied. The decision could compromise the not yet ratified United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Border Patrol says a group of more than 1,000 migrants who crossed the border illegally in El Paso, Texas overnight on Wednesday is the largest group they've ever encountered. There's a report that North Korea has executed five high-level officials after nuclear talks with the U.S. failed. The report is from a South Korean newspaper. More Democratic lawmakers are calling for impeachment proceedings to begin against President Trump. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi isn't ready, telling Jimmy Kimmel Live last night.
As we go down this path, the American people will know the truth and the president will be held accountable. But you have to go down that path when you're as ready as you can possibly be. And you don't know that until you go down the
path. Will we be ready before the year 2020?
Yeah, we
will be ready? Okay, all right.
Severe weather knocked down trees and tossed debris around in Maryland and Virginia last night. Flooding remains a concern across Kansas because of severe storms that moved through that state earlier in the week. The Scripps National Spelling Bee ended in an eight-way tie. Each champion speller will get the full prize, $50,000. This is AP Radio News. FedEx will deliver to your home 7 days a week beginning in January.
Citing a boom in online shopping and consumer demand, FedEx says come January it will deliver packages 7 days a week. It's also going to make more deliveries than it's currently giving to the U.S. Postal Service. Its rival UPS does some Sunday deliveries now, but only for urgent items like medical products. An expert in urban freight says the growth in e-commerce means delivery companies won't be able to add enough trucks during peak hours in congested cities. So FedEx is smart to add another day to its delivery schedule. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Los Angeles police detective has been diagnosed with typhoid fever, according to union officials, who say at least five other officers who work in the same station are showing symptoms. Typhoid is rare. It's typically spread through contaminated food or water. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.